Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Our content pieces this morning is the Husbands and Wives, page 328, if you need it, or want to look at it there. We've been doing these individually. Now we're going to take them in their sense pairs. So today, Husbands and Wives, next week, Pairs and Children, and so on. Of course, the sixth commandment, we remember, is that husbands and wives should love and honor each other. And so here we see some of that reflected in the table of duties. The husband, the first passage is from 1 Peter 3:7. And you'll notice that to wives, they get 1 Peter 3:5 to 6. So we're sort of breaking up this 1 Peter passage. Peter writes, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." You may not like the weaker partner aspect there. It is the biblical teaching, but it's also the basis for the husband's respect, as Peter outlines it here, and then the goal that nothing will hinder your prayers. And then from Colossians 3:19, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them." Paul's going to say the same sort of thing here about husbands loving their wives. We don't get it here from Ephesians 5, but we do in the first of the verses to the wives have the wives portion of Ephesians 5. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. And you may remember that this is part of a bigger comparison Paul is making between Christ loving the church and husbands loving their wives and the church submitting to Christ and wives submitting to their husbands. You know, husbands should love their wives as Christ loves the church and lay down his life for the church. And so, you know, pastors are fond of saying to the men, you know, if you loved your wife to the point of self-sacrifice, it would be a lot easier for her to submit to you as she's supposed to. Because part of, you know, your wife's non-submitting may be that you're not taking into consideration her desires and loving her to the point of sacrificing yourself. So as husbands and wives navigate that in their own marriages, those are important things to remember. And then 1 Peter 3, 5-6, "They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear." So even as we today will hear about Abraham and his faith, we're also reminded that Sarah was his good wife. At least part of the time, right? Maybe your suggestion about Hagar was not such a great thing, but Abraham followed her on that and shouldn't have, much like Adam ate the fruit that Eve gave him and shouldn't have either. So the good thing is, and this is what enables husbands and wives to live together, of course, is the forgiveness of sins. And so as we'll pray today for the Adlers, whose anniversary is tomorrow, but we pray not just for them, but always for all the couples as their anniversaries come, that God would ever enable them to live together in the forgiveness of sins. For that's how a marriage is able to survive over an extended period of time. Are you going there? Oh, a long time. Okay, good. Well, that's it. Then I won't tell the next little time-filling story. Any other comments, questions on that part of the table, please? All right, very good. Then the preparation for setting forth is on page 203. Invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Give melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth.
He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food.
And to the young ravens that cry.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse,
nor his pleasure in the legs of a man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him,
in those who hope in his steadfast love.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make melody to our God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is by your grace that we live as your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Fear the Lord, you his saints.
For those who fear him lack nothing.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
But the Lord delivers him out of them all.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him up. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do a small thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing, if you're able, for the singing of the hymn of the day, 666. Join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When I am up in Arkansas visiting my mother,
One of the things that I enjoy doing is reading the weekly newspaper's police report, which frequently embellishes some of its assorted accounts in a rather humorous way. Not funny, however, are its regular reports of people who have fallen victim to various scams, whether in person, over the phone, or via the computer. Of course, one does not have to live in a gated retirement community to be so victimized. One of my non-Church Kilgore friends not long ago was taken for a considerable amount of money. If the Lord Jesus were updating today's gospel reading for our present circumstances, maybe instead of speaking of both a thief's approaching our heavenly treasure and a thief's coming and breaking in, he would speak of a thief's from a distance, remotely hacking in. Not surprisingly, even without such an updating, today's gospel reading, with its two thief mentions, still applies to us. With the help of the Holy Spirit this morning, we direct our thoughts to the theme, Jesus comes like a thief, but no thief approaches our heavenly treasure. Today's gospel reading picks up right where last Sunday's gospel reading left off. After it's reporting a man's request for Jesus to tell his brother to divide his inheritance with him, and after Jesus' warning against covetousness and the so-called parable of the rich fool. Where last week, the rich fool, who ostensibly stored up treasure for himself on earth and was not rich toward God, got caught in God's judgment at the man's own sudden death, this week, the disciples are warned about so worrying about their earthly needs and over-relying on God's providing them and their heavenly treasure that they do not properly wait and watch. So they get caught in God's judgment at the Lord's sudden return at the end of the age, when he comes like a thief in the night. To be sure, whether at our own sudden deaths or at the Lord's sudden return at the end of the age, there will be judgment. And on account of our sinful nature and all of our actual sin, we deserve to be found guilty and sentenced to eternal torment in hell. Too often we are anxious and worried about our lives, what we will eat, and about our bodies, what we will wear. We are unable to add a single hour to our span of life, and yet we somehow think that we can do other things over which we have no control. Too often we forget the great value that our Heavenly Father puts upon us, that he knows the things that we need and that he adds them to us. We may not give as we should, either to help the needy or to support this congregation, and through this congregation to support the church at large. Too often we are too fixated on our earthly treasure, what we used to have, what we have now, or what we think we need to have or will have in the future. Like Abram in today's Old Testament reading, we may be afraid that God will not fulfill his promises to us. Too often we fail to turn in sorrow from our sins as we should, and to trust God to forgive us. And so we fail to be waiting and watching for him when he comes like a thief. By nature, we are those of no faith. But when we have even a little Holy Spirit given sorrow and trust, then God forgives us. God forgives our sinful nature and all of our actual sin, whatever our actual sin might be. God forgives us not because we have repented, served Him, or done anything else, but God forgives us only for Jesus' sake. In today's gospel reading, in between, Jesus is speaking about our anxieties over earthly things and about our watchfulness and faithfulness. Jesus also speaks about our treasure in heaven. The greatest comfort comes from Jesus' words that we, His little flock, are not to fear, because it is our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give us His kingdom. From eternity, God elected us in Christ and in love predestined us for adoption as His children, according to the good pleasure of His will. As we sang in the intro, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His steadfast love or mercy. As God, through Isaiah, told little Israel not to be afraid, He helps. He is the Redeemer. God in human flesh, Jesus came to serve by giving His life as a ransom for all. In the form of a servant, He died on the cross for our sins, and then He rose from the dead. In Abram's offspring, Jesus, are all the families of the earth blessed. As today's epistle reading described Abram seeking a heavenly homeland, so we seek God's kingdom. By faith, we are among Abram's countless children, and that same faith is counted to us as Christ's righteousness. In today's gospel reading, Jesus not only warns against the disciples' failure to wait and watch with the illustration of His coming as a thief in the night, but Jesus also encourages the disciples to wait and watch with a promise of His blessing them by serving them. Even before Jesus died on the cross, Jesus served His disciples by washing their feet. And even now, through His ministers, under shepherds of the Good Shepherd, Jesus serves us who are baptized and absolved with bread that is His body given for us and wine that is His blood shed for us. And so we, in repentance and faith, receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. In this way, already now, we are provided with what Jesus calls money bags that do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches. We certainly realize that our earthly treasures all too easily can be lost to a thief. But Jesus says no thief approaches our treasure in the heavens. Here and now, false teachers may try to steal and rob us in the little flock from the Good Shepherd. But we do not listen to them, and we flee them, for we know our Good Shepherd's voice, and we follow Him. And no one is able to snatch us out of His or His Father's hands. Jesus seems to describe littleness as the way to greatness. We do not stick with the misled multitudes, but we stick with the faithful few. To be sure, the devil sees our little flock and wrongly thinks that he will deliver us in a moment or devour us in a moment. But the Lord protects us from him and his evil horde. The hymn writer called it his satanic crew. Jesus comes like a thief, but no thief approaches our heavenly treasure. As we live each day, sorry for our sin and trusting God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake, we live each day in God's forgiveness of sins. Thus we are waiting and watching so that we are ready for the Son of Man, even when he comes at an hour that we do not expect. We can and do try to avoid such things as scams, whether in person, over the phone, or via the computer. But even when we might fall victim to them and lose some earthly treasure, God still adds to us all that we need. And no such thief approaches our heavenly treasure. We can and do give from the abundance that God provides, though we cannot merit the kingdom, for only God can give it. In God's kingdom, we already now have his peace and joy. Thanks be to God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. With thanksgiving for our Heavenly Father's giving us his little flock, his kingdom, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, and by the power of his Holy Spirit, for us and for all who believe, that we might faithfully receive God's forgiveness through his word and sacraments, do the good works of his commandments in keeping with our callings in life, and be found waiting and watching, and so be blessed when Jesus returns. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church on earth, that she might always sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. For those persecuted for their true faith in Jesus, to be faithful unto death and receive the crown of life. For the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, pastors and people together, that we might be united in right teaching and practice. For pastoral candidates to be called and pastoral vacancies to be filled. For Lutherans for Life, that they might truly equip Lutherans and their neighbors to be gospel-motivated voices for life. And for this congregation, that absent members might return, our Sunday school have more teachers, our stewardship be increased, and our efforts at the Laterno Church Fair this Saturday be blessed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For us and all of the baptized, that we would have the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Be guarded against all temptation and repent and be forgiven when we succumb to any temptation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have strayed from the faith and those who have never believed, that God would work through us to invite them here, that they too might be among the countless children of Abram and be counted righteous by faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rains for the earth, to rescue, relieve, and restore to all those affected by hurricanes, flooding, drought, wildfires, their smoke, earthquakes, and volcanoes, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country, according to God's will. For the safety of non-combatants in war zones, especially innocent women and children. For all those who govern us on every level of government, that they may be endowed with wisdom. For all people to be good citizens, and for all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments, that they may be protected, upheld, and granted discernment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God, who kept Abraham and Sarah in safety throughout the days of their pilgrimage, to protect and guide David and Peggy, Brady, Charles, and all who travel, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they may be comforted. For victims of violent crime, that they may feel safe again. For those imprisoned and their families, that they might have hope and patience. For those shut in and otherwise homebound, that God, through his word and sacraments, might be present with them where they are. For David, Tracy, Teresa, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Gwen, Bob, Jim, BJ, John, Anne, and all those in need of healing, that they might be delivered from their afflictions in God's way and time, and for those who serve in medical professions to be upheld in every good work, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all families to seek first God's kingdom and have food, clothing, and all other needed things added to them. For expectant mothers and their children to be brought safely through delivery. For all God's people, especially those without spouses and children, to be content in their circumstances. For us to better defend God's gift of human life. And for all schooling as it resumes, that God might bless those who teach, those who learn, and those who support them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving for God's marital blessings to David and Peggy, and his blessings of physical and spiritual life to Lauren. For David and Peggy, that they might always be able to live together in the forgiveness of sins, and have their love for God and for one another deepened through every joy and sorrow that they share. And for Lauren, that God might continue to grant her physical life according to his will, and help her to remember and use her baptism, and preserve her in her baptismal grace all the days of her life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabbath, on the door, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God.
given for you. Amen. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
glad that God gathered all of us here today to receive his gift of forgiveness in word and sacrament. Glad others can join us live on YouTube and so others will stream and download there. Especially glad to have Benjamin visiting with us this morning and to have Mary Sue and Lana and Mike here as well, and Steve and Jody and Julie, Kay's friend, and David and Talitha and Link and Lily and Lila and Lena.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order. She, I just
think. Wise.
Yeah. So glad everybody's here. Just a couple of announcements to highlight for you. One is that we are starting a new midweek Bible study this week, this Wednesday. For those of you who weren't keeping track, the previous midweek Bible study ran 12 years. No, and I'm not joking. It's 12 years, almost to the day, from when we started going through Genesis and following the historic narrative of the Bible all the way through to the end of Revelation. So that was a long Bible study, and you think Romans is long, Jeremy. So we will be done with Romans soon enough too, and we'll be starting another study on Sunday morning. But this Wednesday we start a new study on prophets. You can see about that in the bulletin. You can also read more about that online. This Saturday is the Liturgical Church Fair. Remo and Nolan and I will be going and representing the congregation there, but we pray for your prayers. Please pray that God speak through us to those students who are there. We already know that we will have one new LCMS student likely worshiping with us next Sunday. Her name is Emily. She's from, wait for it, Alaska.
That's awesome.
Yes. So as she put it, her parents are going to bring her to church on Sunday and then abandon her until Christmas. So we will want to take special care of Emily, and if you're thinking about what your plans are for Thanksgiving, you might think about including Emily, who will not be going home to Alaska. She has a brother in Colorado, where Nolan also is from. And so maybe she'll go to Colorado for Thanksgiving, I don't know. But just be thinking about that, because she will not be like some college students who just, you know, run home on when they get home sick or something.
And next week is Mark and Martha, so she will be able to be here.
Well, her parents will still be with her next week. Yes. And you anticipated my next announcement, which was next week is Mary Martha. So ladies, please plan on staying for lunch and the continuation of our study with Hulda. If you don't know who Hulda is, that's a good excuse to come to the study. Other announcements.
There's still produce back here, peppers only. But...
So the two different kinds of peppers, both? Yep. Okay. Good. So help yourself to some produce and an artifacts. That's free. Thank you, Carl and Dale. And Brady and Shannon, my mother, or something.
Oh, we're dry.
They're dry.
We're
your garden's out of business.
The deer cleaned it out, but I could.
Oh, okay.
She cleaned up. Wow. I guess she's feeding that little one, Shannon.
Okay. Well, that's what she did for Shannon. Rescue. Yeah. My sister and brother-in-law used to call them rats on legs or something like that, because they would eat all their landscaping in Austin. Any other announcements? Oh, yes, Remo.
Yeah, so we do have a couple of people helping out with that. So they would help out with the audio and the Bible class and the service, which is great, thank you. But anybody else who wants to sort of participate in that, I have a document prepared that I can share with you and have a go next Sunday after service. For anybody who else wants to join, there'll be an beginner's class for Gen Z, which is pretty straightforward, and intermediate for this live streaming, which is next level up. And then, of course, those who are really interested in challenging themselves, they can help with the audio processing and setting up on the online articles.
Remo has not shared the document with me yet.
Probably just as well.
Probably just as well. I will say that the last one, which my friend Mark had prepared a number of years years ago when we started this internet enterprise, it went from, you know, like step three, and then after you have done this other thing, which he had never bothered to explain how to do, which had like 8 or 10 steps to it. So hopefully, I'm sure Remo as a good project manager has not left any gaping holes in the procedure.
Yes, and I'm always happy to take feedback and encourage you to give me as much as you can. And there is a copy up on Silicon Drive if you have access to that. Or just give me a call or email me on the topic.
All right, good. Any other announcements?